Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
The thing about criminals like that, they can sniff out a mark.
Chris Ello.
Grab, I got a 20 here. Can I get 5 fives, please?
And Matt Scraby.
I'm not a mark!
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
And we welcome you into the 4 o'clock hour. Halfway home here on a full 4-hour show. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Los Angeles. He'll be rejoining us in a little bit. Big 5 coming up at the bottom of this hour. Frank Marchese, Big Frank, sitting in today for Scraby. And we're getting into a little Chris versus the Fans here shortly. A couple of news items that Frank mentioned. I'll bear repeating. Padres have, again, parted company with Luis Camposano. Back to the minors he goes. Bryce Johnson is called up for the Padres there. And also, what was the other move? Isn't this terrible? You just said it like 5 minutes ago.
Yu Darvish to the 60-day IL.
Yeah, I was trying to forget that. Trenton Brooks makes his Padre debut tonight. He'll be in the starting lineup tonight against the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani throws the first pitch at 7:10 this evening. Dylan Cease opposes him. Early going, Hunter Goodman. The Rockies, it's funny, they don't have a very good team, but they have a couple of good young players. Goodman is probably going to be on the All-Star team. Just hit his 12th home run of the year. He's got 42 RBIs, 2-run shot. Rockies lead 2-0 at Washington. Trey Turner has homered for the Phillies, leading off against Sandy Alcantara in Miami. 1-0 Phils in that ballgame. Update on the All-Star balloting. Just came out today. We'll have that for you in about 10 minutes. But now, a chance for you to potentially get a free trip to Las Vegas. You got to win, Chris versus the Fans. Let's get started.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, chance to qualify. As I said, grand prize. And that would be to celebrate summer with the spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You'll receive a two-night stay at the Resorts World Las Vegas. You'll dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. All right. 833-288-0973. Think people are dialed in? Frank, you want to do the rules? You're pretty good at this, I think.
Sure, thank you
as
very much.
As a rule guy, normally.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more and more difficult. If you get the answer right and move on...
If you get it right,
if you get
you
the answer
on.
Right, you move on.
Yes. See,
English is easy, guys.
Yeah.
If you get the answer wrong and Chris gets the question right, you are eliminated. If Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or if it is on question number three, you will win the game.
All right, tomorrow you're going to read the rules in Bulgarian. Should be easier for you. Is that such a language, by the way? I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll try not to do that.
Yeah. You're having trouble with English. I'm trying to find one that works for you.
Not just trouble with speaking.
Yeah.
If you are a first time
player,
you get to skip question number one and move right on to question number two.
According to Wikipedia here or whatever, the language used in Bulgaria is Bulgarian. So,
wow.
Get on it, Frank.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Who would have thought?
I wouldn't have.
Small world, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Facts that you can only find on this program. All right, let's get a caller. Let's get a caller.
Yeah, let's go with, you know what? We'll go with James in San Diego. James, how you doing today, bud?
Feeling good about James out there.
Doing all right. How
Hi, James.
You guys doing?
Good luck. We're good. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Here we go. Question number one. We've been talking about the San Francisco Giants quite a bit here over the last segment. Who is their general manager?
General manager for the Giants.
Buster Posey.
Oh, good. I think. Yeah, Buster. Buster's the guy. By the way.
My favorite baseball team.
You're a Giant guy. All right. Good for you.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the trade? You like it?
All right. Jury's still out. We'll see if all that money's worth it. I don't know where he fits. He didn't want to be DH, so see if he wants to be DH. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. I'm ambivalent.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're bringing up points that we were bringing up. It's going to be interesting to see how the Giants do it. Okay, James, on to number two.
Another topic we talked about here today. What was the final winning score for the U.S. Open?
J.J. Spahn's final score. That's a
J.
good
J.
one.
Spahn.
Yeah, what was his score at the end? What did he finish at?
Was he two under?
Two under. Is that true? Wow. Didn't give him a chance to rethink it. I think he was one under, Frank. I think he was the only guy under par. One under.
He was one under.
Sorry, James. I just missed it. We'll see you next time. Take another shot. It's all right. Good all contestant right. there.
Let's go with Ron in Del Cerro. Ron, how you doing, bud?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thank you for joining us. Best of luck to you.
Yep. Here we go. Number one.
Okay.
Which Yankee slugger is making his 2025 debut tonight?
Yankee slugger, just off the injured list, at long last. Who is
Stanton.
Stanton is right. Giancarlo Stanton.
Michael Stanton.
It used to be. Yeah, a lot of people don't recall that, Frank, but you do. Good job.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Stick with the golf for question number two. Which pro golfer had an albatross at the U.S. Open this past weekend?
An albatross.
Patrick Reed.
Wow.
Bloody Nora. Somebody was watching.
Ron got that one before you even got the question out, Frank. Good job, Ron. It's on it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well,
here we go. Question number three. Going for the win.
For it all.
Which pitcher has won the most Cy Young Awards?
Ever.
Yes.
Ever. I think we should tell Ron that the Cy Young Award, just so you're aware, so you don't guess like Cy Young himself, the award did not even come into being until about, I think it was the 50s or 60s even. And the first 10 years of the award, there was only one. Did you know this, Frank?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they chose the best pitcher, American and National League. There was only one.
Oh, wow.
They finally started splitting it up like in maybe the mid-60s. So the answer to this question is a more recent pitcher than you,
might think.
I'm giving you a little background there. Although you may not need it, Ron. You're pretty good at this, sounds like. So
I might need to get this right because I'm pretty sure you're going to know it.
You think I'll know it? I don't know. I think I have a guess, but I'm not sure.
Throw a Hail Mary and say Gaylord Perry.
That is a Hail Mary, I believe. Gaylord, I believe, won it in both leagues, including once for the Padres.
Not won the most.
No, not the most. I think it's Roger Clemens, who I don't like, but I think that's who it is. Ah, sorry, Ron. Good playing, though, man.
Roger Clemens has won seven Cy Young Awards.
Seven Cy Young Awards, yeah. Cheated on all seven.
There it is.
Yeah,
I'm
not a Clemens guy. I'm really not.
All right, let's go to Bobby in Eastlake. Bobby, how you doing today?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
I just want to let you know the biggest fumble the Red Sox had was Don Arcillo.
Death, there you go.
Oh, very good one, and to our benefit, for sure.
Here we go. Question number
benefit.
What former Padre currently leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts coming into tonight?
Former Padre.
Former Padre.
Yep, he's got more strikeouts than anybody right now.
Currently in the MLB?
Yes.
Leading them all. Top strikeout.
Gore
is right. Very good. Got it. Mackenzie Gore.
All right. Here we go. Question number two. Who was the owner of the Indianapolis Colts who recently passed away?
Okay. Former owner of the Colts.
Jim Irsay.
Irsay is a win. Very good. We got some good contestants today. We just need somebody to get number three.
Well,
this might be it.
We got one more shot at it. Here we go. Stick with the Cy Young winners here.
Okay.
Which team has won the most Cy Young awards as a whole?
All right. Which team has the most? He says the Red Sox. Not a bad guess, considering Clemens is there and Pedro won a couple. It's not right, though.
Chris?
Yes. Well, I'm going to go with hate them, the Dodgers. I don't know, though. Oh, it is?
It is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Damn, sorry, we're coming so close today, but I've been hitting the number three so far.
All right, hold on, I just got to...
Trying to think of all the Dodgers. I know Koufax won a couple. Koufax won them when there was, you know, one and only one. Like he would beat out the American League guy. But I can't remember the rest. Gagne, I think, won a Cy Young for the Dodgers. Who else? Fernando Valenzuela, yep. I believe, won one. Anyway.
All right. Here we go. Let's go to Alex in Del Mar. Alex, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
Alex, a solid competitor on this game.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if we can get you qualified. Thanks. Question number one.
Okay.
What team did Aaron Rodgers sign with last week?
Steelers.
Sorry, Steelers. That's all I can say. Sorry, Steelers.
Yep, just about.
Have fun.
All right. Here we go. Question number two. Coming into today, there are two players with 26 home runs in Major League Baseball. Who are they?
Ooh, two guys. Okay.
Oh, it's Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh.
Wow, you were ready for that. Good job, Alex.
Very good.
Cal Raleigh is kind of a guy, really. Didn't talk enough about him. Not too many catchers do this. Like yeah. Piazza did this, and, you know, catching's not easy to hit a lot of home runs. You use a lot of energy behind the plate there.
All right.
Well done.
Here we go. Final question. Third crack at question number three
yeah,
today.
Yeah, no kidding. Been here before.
Go back to the golf. Which state has hosted the most U.S. Opens?
Frank.
Hmm.
Got a 50-to-1 opportunity here, although maybe you can take North Dakota out. I don't think they've had any.
I'm just going to guess California.
Did not get it.
Chris?
I don't know. Pennsylvania, where they had this one. Oh, we got a win. Alex, you've got it.
Alex, congratulations. I just whistled it. It's New York, New York.
I heard you whistle it, and I didn't want to take advantage of that whistle. Alex, stay on the line, man. You've won the Chris versus the Fans today, and it was a good, spirited contest out there. But Alex is the winner today. Thanks for playing Chris versus the Fans. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take a little time out, check you some traffic, and an all-star ballot update. Padres are not doing so well. Got to be honest with you. We'll check in on that when more Gwen and Chris return.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Well done, Alex, winner of Chris vs. The Fans today. Big Five coming up in about 7 minutes. So don't go too far. Tony will rejoin us for that. All-star ballot. First release of balloting numbers are out. And people seem to, you know, take some pride in their guys getting on the all-star team and that kind of thing. Padre fans, don't look. It's not pretty. I mean, first base, Jake Cronenworth, eighth in the balloting. Eighth. Or that's second base, Jake, eighth. First base, Luis Arraez, fifth. Then Jake, eighth. Shortstop, where do you think Xander is? How about ninth? Xander's behind Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, the Pirates, and former Padre C.J. Abrams, just to rub a little salt into the wound. Third base, we're okay. First place in the balloting by a wide margin, Manny Machado. He's got 500,000 more votes than second place Max Muncy. So I like our chances there. But that may be the only one we get voted in. Designated hitter Gavin Sheets, ninth. Catcher Elias Diaz, 10th. Outfield, Fernando Tatis Jr., only 8th in the balloting. Fernando's way down there. Jackson Merrill's 14th. So we'll see how that goes. It's early. Right now, Pete Crow Armstrong has got it in the American, in the National League outfield. Kyle Tucker, 2nd. Teoscar Hernandez. Will Smith, the Dodgers catcher. Shohei is the DH. Shohei is 1st in the National League DH. Rafael Devers is 2nd. Rafael Devers was leading the American League DHs. But now he's a National League, and he's not going to be beating out Shohei. The shortstop right now would be Francisco Lindor. Ketel Marte leads at 2nd base. Freddie Freeman at 1st. Pete, you and your, or Frank, you and your buddies got to get out there for Pete Alonso. Getting blown out by Freddie Freeman.
He should make it, though.
I'm sure he'll make it. Yeah. Aaron Judge is way out in front of the American League. 1.5 million votes, more than anybody. Riley Green is 2nd. And some guy named Mike Trout is 3rd. Please. I know it's a popularity contest, but still. Cal Raleigh, deserving catcher in the lead. Outfield for the, or DH for the American League, there is nobody now. The Devers is left. Ryan O'Hearn is leading. Jose Ramirez at 3rd base for Cleveland. You know, it's hard to say he's overrated when he gets this many votes, or underrated, but he's still underrated.
Yeah.
This guy's the best player in baseball that never gets talked about as the best player in baseball. The
American League Central baseball obscurity.
That's what I always say, too, yeah. Shortstop. Now, this is, okay, talk about obscurity for the American League Central. Bobby Witt Jr. is 2nd in shortstops to another obscure guy, Jacob Wilson of the Athletics.
That's great for Jacob Wilson.
It is great for Jacob
Wilson.
That's
fantastic Wilson. For him.
It really is, but Bobby Witt Jr. Gleyber Torres leads at 2nd base in the American League. Paul Goldschmidt on top at 1st base. Anyway, your update on the All-Star balloting as it is just getting underway here. I don't know what the Padres are going to get on the All-Star team. I'm thinking, you know, Fernando, maybe. Certainly wouldn't hurt for him to, you know, go 4 for 5 a couple more times here.
Manny's definitely making it.
No, we know Manny's in. No, that's one. We got our one. We may not get more. I mean, Suarez deserves it. It's hard to say that right now after the, you know, blow up Saturday night, but Suarez has been an all-star performer all year. I think Nick Pivetta deserves some consideration.
He deserves a look at least.
Yeah. So, you know, we got guys, but I could see in an imperfect world, the Padres getting 1 or 2. Fernando could easily get left out. I don't, you know, I always think Fernando's an all-star, but here's the problem. You got Crow Armstrong, you got Tucker, you got Teoscar. They're all pretty good. You also got Corbin Carroll, who's ahead of him in the balloting.
Seiya Suzuki's ahead of him, too, no?
Suzuki's listed as a DH right now, so okay. That's
fair
part
enough.
Of that. But, you know, you got James Wood. Washington's having a big year. I hate to say Soto, but he's still Soto. Ronald Acuna Jr., still him. Fernando, it's going to be close whether he gets in.
I'm sorry, Ronald Acuna making the All-Star team this year is a little ridiculous.
So is Mike Trout, but, you know, that's welcome to that
world. Trout's played more than Acuna has.
I agree with that. Just saying, Frank, I've seen a few of these All-Star balloting things over the years.
Oh, no, so have I know.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll take a break. Big Five, lots of good stuff over the weekend that we still haven't hit on yet. Don't miss it. Tony Gwynn Jr. returns.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7 years since they've won a championship. My God.
Who'd have thought, huh?
That's really horrible. It must be really rough being a Red Sox fan. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr. up in L.A., Padres, Dodgers. We got a lot to get to, including the entire Big Five. Let's go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, very busy weekend. We've been touching on some of the big stuff. Frank?
Yep, certainly was.
Going to hit on some of the other stuff.
Yes, we are. We'll start off with...
Number five.
That number five being that the Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs, and Houston Rockets are Phoenix Suns stars Kevin Durant's preferred trade destination, sources tell ESPN on Saturday night. People across the NBA have been made aware in recent days that those are the three teams Durant would commit to with a long-term extension. Durant is currently on an expiring $54.7 million deal for the end of the 2025-26 season, and the Suns have made it clear to the six to eight seriously interested teams, that's how it works, that they will make the best deal for the franchise, even if it means trading Durant to a team outside of his preferred list. Tony, do you think Kevin Durant gets sent to one of the teams that he wants to go to?
And that was the Heat, the Spurs,
and the Rockets.
It depends. Because, you know, what we know about KD is that you usually have to give up a lot to get him. And so do they have enough assets that aren't bodies? Because I don't think Houston gets closer if they're moving the wrong pieces off of that team. They are a good young team, kind of already constructed. You would want to bring him on to add to that. And so do they have enough picks that to get that done? I'm not familiar with the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Heat's kind of picks and what they have available. I think he's going to obviously look for a team that is contending, right? And I think Miami Heat is like on the outside looking in. And by the way, they had a lot of that work done while Butler was there. Spurs, I know my man Wembanyama is the guy that everybody's looking at, but are they there yet? They seem like they're still a ways away.
They didn't get to the playoffs this year, but they do have back-to-back rookies of the year. They had the rookie of the year this year as well.
They do. They do. But so you have to ask yourself, are they that much closer to a championship with adding KD? I'd say not. I'd say Houston is probably the team. I just don't know if they add the picks. If they are able to keep the main pieces of that team, which is the big man,
he's got a hard name to pronounce, Tony, so you know how I like to help you, but I can't help you on that guy.
What's the guard? The really talented guard.
Amen Thompson? Or do they have Amen or the other guy?
They have Amon Thompson. I like him. You got to keep him. Yeah. And then the guard. I can't remember the guard's name right now. But nonetheless, they keep those guys together, and you add AD. Now you add KD. Now you got something you work with. I'm just not sure if they have the picks to be able to pull it off.
I think the
to answer your question, no, I don't think he does. I don't think he goes to one of those three teams.
I don't think if he goes to me, Kevin Durant is a perfect talking point here for this situation in basketball, and it's not all Kevin Durant's fault, but he's the one that kind of stands out the most on this, and that is, where does the line get drawn in terms of how much power does a player really have in terms of where they get traded to? Or can teams really trade these guys wherever they really want to? I mean, Phoenix says, we're going to trade the best deal. I don't believe them, because I don't believe that Kevin Durant will go elsewhere. At this point in his career, he's got no reason to. He's got nothing else to prove, so he's going to want to land where he wants to land. And so I don't know. This is a very difficult one in a lot of ways, because, I mean, because I think you're right, Tony, Houston's the best fit for him. But if Houston can't give back to Phoenix, I don't know. Look, Memphis got 4 number one picks for Desmond Bane. So what would Kevin Durant get? Like 10 number one picks? I don't know how many more you can give away. So I don't know where this is going to go. A lot of people don't like Kevin Durant because they think he forces everything to happen. Well, look, he's just saying what he wants, and usually he gets what he wants. But he's not the one who pulls the trigger on the actual deal, is
he? Right.
No, so, you know, teams seem to want to appease these guys, and that's, you know, now they've gotten themselves in the situation where the guys are telling them what they want to do. So I don't know.
Jalen Green is the guy I was thinking of.
Yes.
You got to keep all of those guys. Is it Sengun? Is that how you say it?
He's a tough one. Yes. And yeah, no, I don't know. I saw him play the whole series against the Warriors, and I still don't know how to pronounce his name. But he was a pretty good post player.
You keep
player.
All those guys together. You add AD along with Van Fleet.
Yeah, they'd be
you
good.
Got yourself something, man.
They would. But what can they? They have to give something back.
Yeah,
so
no,
that's the problem.
Don't hurt yourself trying to pronounce the name, please.
We almost did, yeah. Gesundheit.
After the stunner of a trade that sent all-star batsman Rafael Devers to the Red Sox, from the Red Sox to the Giants as part of a 5-player blockbuster trade, many observers are no doubt left wondering why. Specifically, why would the Red Sox part with a highly productive homegrown slugger who signed through 2033 in the prime of his career? And on the way to one of his best seasons. And why do it coming off a sweep to the rival New York Yankees? The short answer is that the relationship between Devers and the Red Sox front office, not exactly known for smooth operations in recent years, had apparently degraded beyond repair. Here's what Peter Abraham of the Boston Globe reported regarding those club motivations. He said, quote, per Red Sox sources, the team's feeling was that the $113.5 million contract comes with the responsibility to do the right thing for the team, and that Devers did not live up to those responsibilities. They had enough, and they traded him. Chris, valid reason to trade him?
Totally valid reason to trade him if they were kind of in the situation because it was solely Rafael Devers' poor behavior that put him here. But the bottom line is, as we talked about when this all happened, the Red Sox could have done all of the stuff. Third base, move off third, move to DH, go to first base, don't go to first base. They could have done that all without the entire world knowing that Rafael Devers wasn't comfortable doing those things. The Red Sox, in a lot of ways, made him look bad. He didn't make himself look any better, but they put him in a situation where he had to try to defend himself to the public, to the fans, to everybody. And that's, in my mind, because the Red Sox screwed that whole thing up. So I think what I'm saying is I think they have a valid reason if they felt the thing was beyond repair. And $113 million, I agree. I think you should give a little bit more back, you know. But I think both sides are of equal blame here. And so, I think the Red Sox are coming out. They're trying to pin it all on Devers. And I'm not buying it.
Tony?
Wow. Chris handled that really, really good. I'll just say this. I think I think Chris kind of hit every piece that I was thinking. They messed this up from the beginning by not having conversations that you should, clearly not having conversations that they should have had. He did himself no favors by the way he handled it. And the Red Sox can feel like, dude, we gave you all this money. You should do what's best for the team. I think this is a good example of why communication is so important, right? Because it can't be, yo, we gave you this money, you do as we say. That doesn't work in general, right? But when you sign a big deal, it should be looked at as a partnership, right? And it may sound like a play on words, but it is a window into how humans respond to different things. And it seems like once he was backed in the corner, as it seemed earlier, he was going to stand tall on that. He was going to stand on business, as they'd like to say. And, you know, he can't also now be upset that he got traded. I mean, they did give him the money. It would have been a good thing for him to do what they deem is best for the team. Even if that, you know, you end up looking like a guy who can't play any defense somewhere, right? But I think for all of the Boston fans out there, I hope they're prepared. Like, I know they have all of these can't-miss prospects that are coming up and that are supposed to be, you know, everything. If it's not like that, it's going to be a rough patch here for the Red Sox. They've moved Betts. They've moved... They didn't re-sign Xander. That core and has moved on now. And so now it's up to these next guys. Now, Boston's had a lot of success with the young guys they brought up that have done well, that have been these type of prospects. So it's certainly, they certainly could have it all lined up right. But if not, this could end up being a miscalculation just based on, it seems like, communication.
I think the other thing that, just to touch on for the Red Sox fans, this is what you're getting with this new organizational group. This isn't the Red Sox that were put together that won their four World Series. There's a whole other group of people that are running this team. And even if these young guys come up and, you know, light the world on fire, my best guess is the new front office management in Boston will mess up negotiations with them too down the road.
And this,
because they've been doing it consistently here.
These type of moves, when you're talking with this kind of money, aren't just on GM. These are ownership.
Right. Everybody's involved in this stuff.
Right. Can't be laid all at the feet of Craig Breslow. He has bosses and he has, you know, things he has to follow. So Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see. The other thing is, it sounds like they didn't like call around the entire league to figure out the best deal possible, which kind of puts you into this Dallas Maverick type deal where you mean you trade a guy this talented and you get, I mean, I don't know. I hadn't heard of the giant pieces until
Kyle Harrison's
came out.
A potential.
I'm not talking
good
about the
lefty.
Big leaguers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking
guys,
about
yeah.
the two minor leaguers that come across. I know the big leaguers that are going across. One of them has had some injury issues, and the other one is still unproven. So this we're going to see how this one ends up, kind of falling down.
And you guys brought up Mookie Betts as well. They have a history of doing this all the way back to Nomar Garciaparra 21 years ago, too. So
right.
alienating yeah. superstar players
alienating
and their fan
superstars.
Base.
Number three. Good point, Frank.
The thing is, the fans always seem to be irritated about the move as much as everybody else, which yep. is kind of the weird thing.
Absolutely. It's no secret that quarterback Dak Prescott is important to a potential Super Bowl run. He is now the longest-tenured Dallas Cowboy and ranks among the top five in franchise history when it comes to wins with 76, passing yards with 31,500, and passing touchdowns with 213. However, none of that will matter to Prescott if he does not get a ring for his own sanity. Prescott said, quote, "I want to win a championship. The legacy, whatever comes after I finish playing, will take care of itself. But I want to win a championship. Be damned if it's just for my legacy or if it's for this team. It is for my personal being, for my sanity. The legacy will take care of itself."
Whoa,
Tony,
Dak,
what do you make of that statement?
They needs to win it for his own legacy.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Yeah,
I think that's what
like a bunch of times.
I think
sounded like he was almost trying to convince himself of this for some reason.
I think he said nothing that we didn't already know. Right? I mean, I don't know that. I guess it depends on what he's looking for his legacy to say. Right? I mean, like Dak Prescott is a really good quarterback in the NFL. Just not good in the playoffs. And that will be kind of his legacy moving forward unless he changes it. So, yeah, I guess so. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, not only will it drive him crazy, it sounds like, but he'll also have to deal with the fact that when his name is mentioned, it'll be mentioned as a good regular season quarterback that got paid a lot of money and didn't get his team that far into the postseason.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony, on Dak. You know, his legacy at the moment is 2-5. That is his playoff record. The 2 is no good. The 5 isn't that great either, because that means he hasn't made it every year. And with all of the weapons right. and the money and the attention that the Dallas Cowboys gets...
He does have Jerry Jones, though. We have to keep
which
this
is
in mind.
You think that might be holding him back a little, but the bottom line is in the minds of fans everywhere, Dallas gets all this attention and they don't make it, and it all comes down to Dak Prescott. And I don't know that this is going to change, because I just don't know that Dak Prescott isn't just this guy. I mean, we've had a lot of chances to prove otherwise, and it really hasn't happened yet. But that said, everybody who's ever won a championship couldn't win the big one until they won the big one. And right now, Dak is in that category. And but I also think that it's just an interesting statement, because I think it's pretty obvious to all of us that all these guys are in this to win something. But you don't normally have to say it out loud 10 different times. But I think he's saying it because maybe he like wants to try to convince his fan base that he really does care, because I don't think the Dallas fans think he cares, which is stupid too. So
I just think anytime you're making this kind of money, people will go that's
right.
like the low hanging fruit argument.
Yeah, Xander Bogaerts. I mean, seriously. I mean, this is all we ever hear about here. So
you notice how we put this topic in the middle of a smosh of a bunch of topics? Meanwhile, Get Up on ESPN this morning led with this, with the Devers news,
they did.
NBA and
really,
NHL
Dak Prescott
finals.
Saying he wants to go to the, win the Super Bowl.
Yep. Thank you very much.
I mean,
what
are we supposed to ask Joe Burrow the same question? And he's supposed to, well, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
You know, this year I think I might take a year off
in
terms of that.
Let's not win it this year. Yeah, let's not win it this year.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's
much.
Such a silly answer in a lot of ways. It's an obvious answer.
Thank you very much to the worldwide leader again.
Number two.
This is the last one we're going to have time for. Figures across the NBA came to the defense of Tom Thibodeau after the New York Knicks fired their coach just days after a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals, including Knicks players themselves. The move resonated throughout the league's coaching ranks, too, as the Detroit Pistons leader, J.B. Bickerstaff, had sharp words for the Knicks and for other franchises across the NBA who move on their past off seasons from established and successful coaches. He said, quote, "It's the final straw. I think of what's happened this season and the level of respect we feel coaches deserve versus what they're getting. Some of the decisions made down the stretch, firing coaches, it just shows there are some places that don't value what coaching is and what it can bring. When you're a coach, you feel like there's a job that you have been told to do. And when you go out to do that job well, you should carry it over to the next season. If you've had past successes, that should envision future successes." Chris?
Yes.
This is one coach backing up another.
It's also J.B. Bickerstaff preaching what I think Tony and I have been preaching for about 7 years now, which is how about a little memory for some of these general managers and mostly owners, because I think owners are the ones that fire these coaches in the long run most of the time.
Certainly was in this case.
Right. And so, you know, but I mean, how about thinking, you know, what's been accomplished? And unless... I mean, it's myopic, isn't it, to think if you own an NBA franchise that one coach at the end of the season did a good job and the other 29 or 30 coaches just suck. I mean, at the end of the finals, I mean, if Oklahoma City ends up losing this at the end, are there going to be some people that think that you know what, this young guy for OKC, just not quite the guy to get them over the top?
They're already on his head for making the lineup change.
Made a couple lineup changes, right.
They
might want to get rid of this kid. He's a young guy. He's on his way up. He's doing a fabulous job. But he may not win at all. He might. But, I mean, J.B. Bickerstaff's right on. I mean, Malone won the title 2 years ago, Coach of the Year.
He gone.
The Phoenix guy looks like Craig Elston. Budenholzer. He won a title.
He does.
He won a title. Then he got Coach of the Year, and he's gone. Now you're getting rid of Tibbs, who's a two-time Coach of the Year, and has been successful in all three stops. I think Thibodeau is a little bit grating on people, but also... he didn't change when he got to the Knicks. He was already that way.
Right.
So you should have known when you hired him that that's what you were getting. It really is laughable. The only solace for me and for JB and the coaches is the fact that these owners who keep making these decisions are having to eat almost all of this money that they waste.
They do.
Right?
At least
the owners are, you know, it's costing the owners for this ridiculous attitude that they have.
Tony, do you think this is the end of the line as far as this type of decision making that coaches are going to start standing up for this?
I think it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
But there's no signs to tell us that, oh, the buck stops here. This is going to be like the last one that happened. No shot. This is going to keep happening because I don't know. I don't know why it shifted this way. I mean, they've been getting paid a lot of money for a long time. There used to be a little bit more leeway for change and different things to happen. Now it seems like, man, you got 3 years at best. Some it's just one. I mean, the Lakers fired head coaches after 1 year like it was the thing to do there for a second.
Yeah.
It seems like J.J. Redick is going to make it beyond the 1 year. But, yeah, man, the I don't know what changed. Is it the presence of social media that makes everything seem hotter? I don't know. I really don't. But I don't think it gets, I don't think it reverts backwards to where it was. I think it's, it only gets worse, if anything.
I think if there's something to this, that owners think that in this day and age, we as fans only gravitate to stuff that's new, right? So yeah, a new coach is going to get everybody excited for the next season. Whereas bringing back the same coach, no matter what he did, doesn't carry quite the same cachet anymore.
People, the crazy part is people like to win.
Yeah.
They don't care what the coach is doing if you're winning.
Yeah.
And like the Knicks fans are like, yo, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We've been doing this for a very long time, and this feels new. We like it, and we're going to change the coach. And so this is why you have the New York fans who are just have no faith in anything. They just think the worst possible scenario because something like this happens. And it certainly seems like since they fired him that they had zero plan. They've been walking around asking other teams, can they take their coach or interview their coach? And these other teams are basically flipping them the bird, like, get out of here. Get out of my yard. It's hilarious. It's kind of fun to watch them keep calling. By the way, they're calling head coaches that are clearly not going anywhere. And they're being told no at every turn. And it's like they didn't have a plan. They literally thought that teams were going to be like, sure, come in and take our coach. We're all for it.
I think that's the end of the Big Five today. We got really deep into those. Good questions, Frank, really.
Yes, nice work, Frank.
And so much so that we only got four in. But we got to take a break. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.